This is part two of the podcast for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2019. Theories of Knowledge, talking about the correspondence theory of truth and the distinction between truth and belief and justification. We left off with the present king of France is bald. So that's kind of a curiosity that philosophers of language like to talk about. But that, you know, you can always come up with funny cases. But the idea is that this is the law of excluded middle. This is a good exam question, by the way. The law of excluded middle. The law of excluded middle says, this goes all the way back to Aristotle. Law of excluded middle. What's the excluded middle? Oh, kind of true, kind of false. Hey, whatever, man. I'm not a man. Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. It's so hard these days. Yeah.
And so, for like facts, sometimes facts can be wrong. Like, for example, like they used to think the earth was flat, and then they found out it was round. So it was a fact.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so can a fact be wrong?
Wouldn't that just be a belief instead of a fact?
Yeah, that's what I would say. I would say, like, when you think about a fact being wrong, like the earth is flat, right? So that at one time, the majority of people believed that. Because the majority of people believed it was true, did that mean that it was true? Yeah, right.
So that's kind of the idea that I was trying to ask you about. So as long as something is always in the state of it could be true until it's, as long as it's not proven to be false.
The earth has never been flat.
Right, but it's our perception of something.
It's a personal belief, though.
Because it's a personal belief, but truth.
What's a personal belief as opposed to an impersonal belief?
Okay, so it's a belief, right? Like a fact.
Yeah, yeah.
A true fact is regardless of a belief is still true.
Well, I would say true fact is redundant.
So
this is like talking about true truths, right? It's like people like say, well, there's false. I had people in this class would say, well, you know, there are true truths and there are false truths. I'm like, there are false truths. Are there true lies? I mean, it's a nice action movie, but it's a bunch of nonsense, right? So, but you're saying that you can have a belief that's false. Okay, well, I agree with that. And you can believe that something's true. Well, that's what it is to have a belief, right? To think that the world is one way and it turns out to be another way, and you don't know until the new evidence comes in, or maybe you never know. Like, hey, going back to my adultery example, like Marcus Aurelius thought his wife walked on water, and it turned out she's like sleeping with everybody on the block, and he died, you know, not knowing the truth, right? So he never knew the truth.
Isn't what he's asking about relativism?
Yeah, I think you're suggesting the relativist idea. So let me put this in the box here. So relativism says basically truth is belief. These are the same thing. You know, I have my personal beliefs. They're true for me and might not be true for you. That person's beliefs might be true for somebody else and so on and so forth. Yeah.
Is this makes me think of like the story of those blind people who are all feeling the part of the elephant and then they're all stating their facts like of what it feels like or of what they're feeling, and so they're using facts to like justify, I guess, their belief. I don't know. It seems like a really fine line between facts and belief when you're basing your facts off of like your own, like when you're looking at the wall, you're like, this is blue, that's a fact. Still coming from like your interpretation. Like you could be colorblind. You could, you know.
I suppose, but then I'd be wrong if I said if I had like blue, green colorblindness, and I said the wall was blue. Maybe. Maybe I'd say it was green. I just get it wrong because there's something wrong with my eyes. That would be a fact of the objective world. I think with the three blind men, she's talking about this parable of three blind men. They're There's like an old Hindu proverb, and you know, the one guy's got a hold of the elephant's leg and says, "Oh, the elephant is very much like a tree. You know, it's like a big tree trunk." And the other guy's got a hold of the tail and says so. "Oh, the elephant is like a rope, right?" And then the third guy, he's got the trunk. And he says, "Oh no, the elephant is like a snake, right?" So they're making statements about the elephant. They have beliefs. Those statements they're making, all three of them are false, right? Because they're making a statement about the elephant itself. Now, if they restrict themselves to their experiences and say, "Oh, I'm experiencing the elephant as something rather snake-like," then maybe you could say that they're saying something that's true. But their beliefs are just false because they can't see. Right? Now, an objective observer who's looking at the elephant would say, "Oh, this poor blind guys have no idea what's going on." And you could tell, you know, you guys each sort of got a partly right, but you know, you just got like a part of the elephant. And let me tell you the true scoop. Right? There's a true scoop about the elephant. So I think that people use that proverb to try to, you know, pull the wool over your eyes, to mix a metaphor. To try to confuse you about like true and false. And let's say, "Oh, well, it's all shades of gray and everything and nothing is true and we're all one." And usually it's attached to some kind of mysticism that rejects logic itself and so on. But if you think about the that analogy, it's like, well, there is a truth about the elephant. It's just this is a problem for knowledge, right? So and you might even say, like, by analogy, that we're all like blind men groping in the dark, and we have problems figuring out what's true. But that would be a statement about knowledge, not about truth, right? So if you say, "Well, we can never know the truth because we don't, you know, all we have is our perceptions," or something like that, that's what we'll be talking about next week with Descartes. That skepticism, the idea that you can't figure out what's true. It's not relativism, which says that truth is relative to the individual or truth is just perception or belief.
Going back to the law of the excluded middle, is that statement literally what the law is? Like any meaningful, well-qualified statement, it's either true or false?
Yeah. Yep. Yes, sir.
Could anything technically qualify as an excluded middle as like a non-accurate perception later on? Because like if like the King of France, we know there's no King of France, but if you don't know the King of France isn't existent, then that's still in a different way in the excluded middle. If you hear that he's bald, then to you he's bald, and he's the King of France and he is bald.
No, when you say to you he's bald, what do you mean by that?
If you believe the person.
Well, that's a belief. That's different from truth. Right? If just because I believe something doesn't mean that it's true, right? I could believe that there is a King of France. I would be wrong.
But, so yeah, exactly. So it's not. So can we call anything true then?
I feel like people.
No, you should. Only, I mean, you can. I mean, I could say the words like a contradiction is true, but it doesn't make it true.
Is there a thing that we can call true then that we can't say that later on would no longer like we? It's not that it's a true thing is ever not true. It's just that things that we see to be true.
I see what you're going at. Yeah. So there's a distinction between like what it means to be true, like the meaning of the word truth. So the meaning of the word true means corresponds with reality, right? So when something's true, that means that's the way the world is. When something's false, that means it's different. It's different than the statement describes it. So. But there's a separate question about how do you tell and how do you know that what you believe is true right now? But that's not a question about the definition of truth. That's a question about the nature of justification. Justification. for example, the earth is flat, right? Pete, you look out at the horizon, it kind of looks like it's flat, you know. So there's all sorts of reasons, like if you live in a pre-scientific world, to think that the Earth is flat, and most ancient societies believed that. The Greeks actually, you know, figured it out, but then you have the Dark Ages and the fall of the Roman Empire, and the Dark Ages we lost that knowledge. But the Earth has never been flat, right? So anyone who believed the Earth was flat might have, you know, might even had a justified belief, right? They might, it might be the all the current scientific knowledge in, you know, 1000 AD, or the knowledge available to a peasant farmer or a serf is that the earth is flat. Or maybe you could pick another one, like that the earth is stationary and that the sun revolves around it. And it might be that in that era, like, you know, the Bible is regarded as an authoritative text, and it says that God made the sun stand still. And you'd say, okay, well, that means that the sun's revolving around the earth, not the reverse, right? And you might say that would be sufficient evidence for someone in that culture, that time period, for believing. They just have a false belief. But their belief was never true. Now, even if the majority believed it, and even if you couldn't be blamed for believing that, like today, I think you deserve blame if you think the earth is flat and post crazy stuff on the internet about it or whatever. Or you think that the earth is round, but it's stationary and the sun's revolving around it. Like, you deserve the scorn and ridicule that you get from, you know, people posting nasty comments on your YouTube channel. But back then, you'd say, well, we can't blame anybody. But just because you can't blame someone for having their belief doesn't mean their belief was true, right? They had a false belief. It was understandable at the time. Now, it might be some beliefs that you might have now that later on turn out to be false. I've had beliefs that later on I've repudiated turned out to be false. I'm like, oh, how could I ever believe that? That's really embarrassing, right? So you change your belief. Now, what does a rational person do? They change their belief in accordance with the evidence. You believe in Santa Claus. You're 5 years old. You think he comes and brings in all the presents to all the boys and girls. And then maybe you see, like, your parents sneaking downstairs in the middle of the night with the extra presents that say from Santa on them. You recognize the box later. Maybe you're at the mall and you see, like, a Santa there, and then you're, like, walking into another part of the mall. There's another Santa, and you're like, oh, Santa can't be at two places at once, right? Or you start, you know, doing the math and thinking, how could he deliver presents to all the boys and girls all over the world? That doesn't make any sense. And, you know, and, like, do kids in China, do they get like, the short shrift because they don't believe in Santa Claus, or what's the deal? So you put together all these, like, contradictions and figure out, oh, there is no Santa Claus. It's just a story, right? So then you change your belief in accordance with the evidence. What a person who's either stubborn or insane does is they expect the world to comport to their beliefs. Instead of changing their beliefs when they get new evidence, they just deny reality and hold on to their beliefs. Right? That's now, if you're a relativist, that's perfectly okay. That's what you should do. You have your personal beliefs, and if someone, you know, attacks them, they're attacking you because they're your personal beliefs. So how, say, ask this question: have you ever had a false belief? And then, could you ever have a false belief if relativism was the correct theory?
No, because if they think that it's true just because they believe it, then
your belief
is your.
That's just from the relativism.
Your belief is true. For it to be true, like, to believe it makes it true automatically. Like, belief and truth are the same thing. So it's not like, oh, this is true because I believe it. Like, that's an additional thing. It's like, no, to be true is like, my beliefs are true for me. All my beliefs are always true for me.
But couldn't you have a false belief? Because what if you changed your mind later down the road and what you originally believed is no longer relative to what you believe now? So wouldn't that be considered a false belief down the road?
Why would I ever change my mind, though?
Santa, like, or
my beliefs are already true. Why would I want to change? Why? I mean, how can I do any better than just whatever I believe right now? Because whatever I believe right now is true for me.
So what if, like, culturally, the wherever you lived all of a sudden changed their ideology and started shifting towards a different belief that influenced you to change your belief?
But it wouldn't, because your belief is your belief, and you're not going to change it because you believe it's true.
Never-ending cycle.
Cultural relativism.
Yeah, well, like, I suppose I could go along with the crowd or something like that, because I'm susceptible to peer pressure or something. But like, I wouldn't change my belief because it's false. But most of the time, you have a belief where you think, oh, I think this is the case. And then, you know, I'm sure you think of lots of examples of the things you've changed your mind about, little tiny things and really big things. about like what's true and what's false. Well, you get some new evidence and you change your belief because you think that the old one was false. Yeah.
Or in the textbook, it said that if relativism were true, evidence wouldn't matter. Because
yeah.
Like, an example they gave was like a relativist might give facts about how they were raised, but it isn't actually facts. Like it's just
about them.
Personal beliefs.
Yeah, like what, you know, why do I care about your personal beliefs? Those are about you. They're not about the world. I want to understand what the world is about. Now, like maybe if we're having some social thing going on and you're telling me about your life, that's different. But if I'm like, if we're having an academic discussion, we're talking about like objective reality. I want to know, like, I don't know, is there a God, right? And you say, well, I was raised as a Southern Baptist. I'm like, well, that's a very interesting fact about your personal biography, but that's not the question I'm asking. I'm asking, like, is there a God? I'm not asking about what you believe. And you tell me, okay, I believe in God. Okay, but that's fine. Well and good that you believe in God, but I want to know, is there a God, right? And if you just keep on talking about these subjective experiences, that's not going to help me very much. So the long and short of this is that relativism is a sort of a weird, contradictory philosophy, because it says that it says there is no absolute truth, but then it's making a statement about truth itself, right? So what about that statement? There is no such thing as absolute truth. Is that absolutely true, or is it only relatively true? If it's only relatively true, then it's just about you, Mr. Relativist or Ms. Relativist, then it's not really about reality, right? So why should I care? If it's a statement about truth, then it's contradictory, right? If you're saying, here's the nature of truth, it's all relative. Well, it's not all relative because you just said there's an absolute statement about the nature of truth that applies to all truths everywhere and to everybody and all their beliefs. So it's self-contradictory, or to use a fancy term, self-referentially incoherent, right? It's like saying, I am not speaking now. If I say, I am not speaking now, in the very act of uttering that phrase, I've contradicted myself. In the same way, if I say, all truth is relative, then I've contradicted myself, because that statement I just made is if I put that forth as a statement about absolute truth, then I'm contradicting myself. If I'm just spouting off about my feelings, then it's like, okay, well, that's how you feel about things, but why should I care? I'm not making a statement about reality. Yeah?
Would you say that, like, the perspective from a relativist and then somebody who believes that things aren't, like, the truths are not relative, would you say they, like, their understanding of truth is that they understand it in different ways, like, as a different thing entirely?
I think, okay, there's two solutions. The first thing I'd say is it seems like relativists have a conceptual confusion. They're confusing truth with justification, or they're confusing it with belief. And they're just. And the second thing I would say is that even if they are clear on the distinction, they're misusing words. They're saying, oh, well, it's, you know, it's true for me. What do you mean by that? Could it be true for you and be false? Well, it might like be, you know, my personal belief might be false, like objectively. I'm like, well, just stop using true for me, and you know, using pronouns with the word truth is a microaggression against philosophy. You got to be careful about your pronouns these days. You got to be really careful when you're using personal pronouns for non-personal truth. Truth is non-personal. It doesn't depend on your belief. It's part of the objective world. The objective world, however much you would like it to do so, does not bend to your whims, sensibilities, cherished notions, and so on. It is what it is. And a rational person, to the degree that you want to be rational, will comport their beliefs with the evidence of objective reality, not hold on to things that they would like to be true for non-rational reasons. And then we have time for, I've already sent the roster around. Let me just throw a couple of questions out at you real quick. What's the definition? I'll just ask this. What's the definition of truth? And I won't have you write these down. I'll just like have people shout out the answers. What is truth?
What corresponds with reality.
Okay. What's the definition of knowledge? At one time, everyone on the planet seemingly, or majority of people, believed the Earth was flat. What would we say about their beliefs? They were false, thank you, even though we shouldn't really blame them for it. So on Monday, we'll be talking about Descartes. Make sure to read the first half of the of chapter 2 for Monday. Yeah.
Can you post these lectures anywhere?
I'll post them. I'll have these up by tomorrow.
Okay.